Hello, welcome to our podcast. I'm Aiden.
I'm Drake.
And I'm Sam.
And we're going to be talking about weightlifting and fitness today.
Okay, how do we feel about steroids?
They're not very good for you.
But if you're they do for, work, yeah.
Yeah, if you're looking for mad gains, take steroids. You get the performance there and a little bit after, but once the steroids wear off, your performance in all aspects are not very good.
They're like a cheat code in a video game.
How was your input about steroids, Sam?
I mean, if I'm really desperate, I'd probably do them. Like, if I really wanted, like, some big ol' arms, some big ol' legs, probably would, but probably wouldn't, but maybe.
You probably would, but you probably
wouldn't. Yeah. It just depends on my mindset on the day I take them. But once I take them, once I take them, there's no going back because then I'll just look small.
Well, while you're juicing, like, it's all good, but once you get off, you're done for. Peyton Stewart, we know you have some experience with steroids, so can you give us some input on those?
What is wrong with you? They're awesome. If you're looking for gains, which it is gain season, I would 11 out of 10 recommend taking up steroids.
George, do you think testosterone boosters work?
I don't know.
From experience, George.
Possibly. I don't know how to measure it, so I mean, maybe.
Okay. I mean, how do you feel about steroids?
I don't know. Steroids are steroids. If you want to do them, go ahead.
Would you take steroids?
I would not.
Why would you not take steroids?
I can't say the reason.
Why do girls like guys that lift?
Because they look stronger.
They look more muscular, so they're more attractive.
They're not wimpy looking.
Bulked or shredded? What do you prefer?
A mix of both.
Okay, so like a medium, like a...
You can't have too much of one.
Okay. What do you guys prefer? Prefer bulked or shredded?
I mean, for being bulked, you'll be happier and you can eat whatever. But like being shredded, you'll look a lot nicer. So maybe like an in between, like a 10 to 15% body fat instead of like the lower 6 and 7% body fat.
Yeah, well, I guess for some people it matters, like seasons. So in the winter, it doesn't really matter if you're not shredded because nobody's really seeing your body.
Yeah.
So
you can just bulk up. Well, actually, if you're a wrestler and you are a single.
But who wrestles these days?
Oh, yeah, wrestlers.
I prefer bulking because you can lift a lot more weight.
And you're already chubby.
And I'm already kind of tubby, I guess. So might as well just send it all the way. There's no point in going halfway when you can just send it. And the more you weigh, the more food you get to eat. So it's just like, it's just a good deal.
Well, the more food you eat, the more you really gain weight.
Yeah, huh? You need to sustain your body. And when your body's bigger, you need to eat more to sustain your body. Quit looking at me like I'm dumb. That's a true thing.
Being shredded. What is being shredded?
It's like being very aesthetically fit, like lean
without much like body fat,
like having a really low body fat percentage to really see your muscles.
Yeah. Like, so you're more defined,
you're more like chiseled and shredded rather than like kind of a bulked, which is kind of a puffier, not as like defined look.
Stronger,
you're stronger while you're bulked, but which when you're shredded you look like a mean image.
Yeah, but if somebody like sees you lift like a million plates, then they think you're cool. You don't need to look shredded.
That's true. It's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, you don't need to. It's for like competitions or stuff. There's really no need to be in a shredded state if you're not doing it for like a competition or a sport.
What age do you think you should start lifting?
It really depends on
how your body matured.
In a way, it depends on like if you matured earlier rather than later, because then you're not going to be able to develop like you should be.
Yeah,
in a sense.
I started lifting when I was in like seventh grade. I feel like that was a pretty good time because I just got to like junior high, which is different, which is new. And I guess it's probably good to like learn early, but when you're lifting that young, you can't like do heavy weight. You just learn how to do it right. And then eventually you'll be able to put on more weight and start doing it like for weight, but you just got to get good at it first. So
yeah, I agree with you. Like at the young age, you just got to work on your technique and stuff. So once you get older and your body matures, then you can start putting on the heavy weight without hurting yourself.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I think that you should like that young of age, you should work with body weight exercises to build up like your natural muscle to like support your body weight, and eventually when you get older to add like other barbells, lifts,
yeah,
and more weight.
But what also comes into play would be like when your body matures, or like when your body is ready for that like physical demand.
Also, if like your body is hurting while you're doing something, tell like a coach or something, because you do not want to stunt your growth.
You don't want to mess up your body at a young age. Okay, do you guys take pre-workout and why?
I take pre-workout on days I really want to get jacked and want to like just go ham and yell at a bunch of people and lift some heavy weight. But on just a normal day, I don't take pre-workout because that's bad for your heart, and I don't want to make my heart explode.
You're
because
die at 40.
I mean, dying at 40, it wouldn't be like the worst
as long,
thing.
As long as you're big.
But if I'm dying at 40, I got to be huge. Like if I'm dying at 40, I'm definitely taking steroids.
I would take a pre-workout if I'm like working out really early in the morning, or if I have practice early in the morning. Or if I'm not very motivated to work out that day, to like give me the energy to like.
But the thing
actually
is, like, you can't grow a tolerance to pre-workout, or else it's not gonna work anymore.
So like you can't cycling, do you need to cycle it?
So cycling means that like you're not taking it every day. You're just like maybe going off and on.
If you take it every day, you're gonna build tolerance, and you're gonna take like five scoops,
and then
eventually actually gonna die.
Yeah, your heart's
not
gonna explode. Do you guys take supplements? If so, why, and what do you take?
I'm taking a few supplements right now because I am in a sport, wrestling. I am taking a Catalyst, which is a supplement to support and maintain muscle mass when you're on a strict calorie diet. Because wrestling, you don't eat as many calories. So I take that to help maintain my muscle mass and keep them big. And, well, maintain my muscle mass so they don't break down because of my lack of calories.
Do you think it helps?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped better.
I used to take like Mass Gainer, but then I was like, just better to eat normal food. But sometimes it's just more convenient to drink a shake than cook food and eat it. So it just depends on what your situation is.
I also take this supplement called O2 Gold, which is similar to like a pre-workout, but it helps you maximize your oxygen use for your muscles. So it gives you more energy and your muscles will perform better. So when I'm about to like wrestle or do like some active engage, I would take that.
Yeah, so personally, I use a Mass Gainer called Mutant Mass. But when I have the chance to just eat regular food, I'll definitely do that because it's much better for you than just drinking a protein shake, and it tastes better. What is your favorite lift?
My favorite lift would probably be, I don't know, squats pretty good. And I also like hang clean. The reason I like those lifts is because I guess I'm pretty good at them. And hang clean's pretty fun because you just get to throw around a bunch of weight. And squats, I feel like, helps you a lot because you really have to explode out of the bottom to get a good squat, and you got to get deep. So it works on mental toughness. And yeah.
So what is a hang clean?
Well, hang clean is when you are dangling the bar from your hands and you pull it and you sit under it.
Drake, what is your favorite lift?
My favorite lift would have to be the normal bench press, because I like building my chest, and it's, I just love doing bench and stuff. Some dumbbell flies. Just got to build the chest, man.
Okay, is there any, like, special equipment or clothing that you should wear while you're lifting?
It's really what you prefer. Like, every once in a while, I'd wear a hoodie or, like, a cutoff. But you can wear, like, a normal shirt and a pair of shorts. But you can also have, like, straps when you're doing explosive lifts, yeah, like, so, hand clean.
So what straps are going to do? You just put them around your wrist, and they're going to have, like, a tail on them that you wrap around the bar, and then it'll just help you pull up the bar without using much, like, as much grip strength.
When lifting, I like to wear neon pink tempo shorts and fingerless gloves with padding so I don't hurt my fragile hands. Because when you really get on that bar, it really kind of messes with your hands, gets them really calloused, and I don't like that. I like to have soft hands.
You also like to wrap your knees, don't you?
Oh, I enjoy wrapping my knees. I feel like it's an aesthetic look, but it also helps you a little bit, I guess.
What about your headband that keeps the sweat out of your eyes?
Oh, I do enjoy my headband. Because when I'm about in that squat, if I can't see, then I'm going to drop the weight and I'm probably going to hurt myself. And I don't want that.
And do you also use a pad on the bar when you're squatting so you don't hurt your traps?
The pad on the bar. I feel like if I don't use the pad, it squishes my traps and make them look smaller.
What about your special lifting shoes?
Oh, my special lifting shoes. That's where it's at. Because special lifting shoes, for one, they look dope. For two, gives you a good base. And for three, they look dope. And then the chicks are just like, dude, that dude's got some lifting shoes. He's looking good.
Okay. While lifting, what do you think about taking pictures of yourself in the mirror or taking videos of yourself while lifting?
I'd say it's a no-go for me. I mean, unless you're squatting like 1,000 pounds, I don't want to be videotaped, because there's always going to be somebody else that can squat more than you, and then they're going to have their video and you're just going to feel like a loser because just not squatting as much weight as them.
I feel like for training, if you record yourself squatting, but with that recording you just look at your form to critique your form and see what you're doing wrong, I feel like that's acceptable. But like other things than that, if you're not lifting like crazy amounts of weight or like breaking some world records, I do not believe that you should be recording or taking a picture of yourself.
Is karate an important thing to do in the weight room?
Personally, when I'm in the weight room, I like to always have a bo staff handy just in case one of the coaches comes up and like squares up on me so I can take him out.
How do you be alpha in the weight room?
Well, to be an alpha in the weight room, you just gotta yell. You gotta yell at people, and you just have to yell just for the point of yelling. And I'd say being good at using a bo staff, everybody just thinks you're more more of a leader that way. Because when you have a stick, they just think you have authority over them. It's kind of like when you're a wizard and you have a wand. It's just good because they think you're going to cast a spell on them, but you actually can't because it's a lie. But it's just the thought of you having a possibility of being able to cast a spell or just break their legs with your bow staff. They're just kind of scared of you then.
What is a type of person that you dislike in the weight room?
The type of person that believes that they can do this outrageous amount of weight, so they put it on the bar and they fail. And once they fail, they keep continuing to add more weight onto that bar and keep failing. And then eventually they get depressed and they're like, I don't know why I can't do this weight. And then the next day they'll do the same thing.
I personally hate half reppers. I mean, I feel like I was probably a half repper at some point. So, I don't know.
Personally, I hate the people in the weight room. Here, I don't really hate them. I dislike them. That walk around with bow staffs and think they're all cool and think they can have magic powers that with them.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed. Please tune in next time to hear our amazing thoughts into another topic.
There's no next time.